This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Monday, March 11th. Well, cattle market's really struggling here. You know, we started out higher on Friday. Live cattle pushed into a new contract high, but could not hold it. And it ended up with a fairly big reversal down. So it looks like a bit of a spike high on live cattle. Feeder cattle didn't put in a new high for the move, but they too were higher on the day, took out the previous day's high, and then reversed down, took out the previous day's low. So we have an outside day lower on feeder cattle. So this market clearly is struggling to maintain that upward momentum. The sellers haven't really leaned on this market, but I think given the time of year it is, and given the struggle with moving box beef and the packers clearly slowing down the chain speeds, that's going to back up cattle. It's going to bump up your weights. I think that, you know, this market is going to struggle here. Normally, seasonally, we're putting in a high somewhere between mid-March and early April. Well, we're barely into that window, and the market is giving us some signals that it perhaps is starting that process of putting in a high. For the week, we had the front month live cattle down 95 on the week, but we were down $1.22 on Friday. Feeder cattle front month down 207 on Friday, down $4 for the week. In the cash markets, we started out a little bit lower early in the week, but by the end of the week, the Fed trade was up 2 at 185. Dressed was up 3 at 293. Box beef values were higher, choice up 43 cents at 307, select up 117 at 297. The spread lost 74 cents, we're sitting at 961. Movement was just 80 loads. So for the week, we only moved 499 loads. That's the lowest we've seen in months for a non-holiday week. So that's a huge red flag. Slaughter rate on Friday, just 97,000 head, another big red flag. For the week, that put us at 581,000. That's down 14,000 from the previous week, and it was down 34,000 from a year ago. Dressed weights, 832 pounds. That was up 1 over the previous week and up 6 over a year ago. Total beef production, 484 million pounds. That, again, is the lowest we've seen in several weeks. On Thursday's cash feeder numbers, we had just under 11,000 head at an average price of $251.09, just slightly below the previous day. The 7-day moving average is up 67 cents. We're sitting at $248.74. So the cash feeder trade is hanging right in there. The Fed trade is hanging right in there from a cash perspective. But the box beef volume has dropped off a cliff, and dress weights are starting to increase. The slaughter rates are way down. So, you know, packers are pushing back. We just don't see the demand from the retail or wholesale sector. And that's, again, a huge red flag, because this time of year, you're gearing up for the grilling season and the demand just simply isn't there. So I think the markets are going to struggle here, very likely carving out a seasonal high. And then we would look for the markets to pull back into the summer months. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.